Well, hi there. This is episode 412 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. What do we do here? Well, we're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we're going to read Matthew 7 and 8. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 7. Don't judge others, and God will not judge you. If you judge others, you will be judged the same way you judge them. God will treat you the same way you treat others. Why do you notice the small piece of dust that is in your friend's eye, but you don't notice the big piece of wood that is in your own? Why do you say to your friend, "Let me take that piece of dust out of your eye"? Look at yourself first. You still have that big piece of wood in your own eye. You are a hypocrite. First, take the wood out of your own eye. Then you will see clearly to get the dust out of your friend's eye. Don't give something that is holy to dogs. They will only turn and hurt you. And don't throw your pearls to pigs. They will only step on them. Continue to ask, and God will give to you. Continue to search, and you will find. Continue to knock, and the door will open for you. Yes, whoever continues to ask will receive. Whoever continues to look will find. And whoever continues to knock will have the door opened for them. Do any of you have a son? If he asked for bread, would you give him a rock? Or if he asked for a fish, would you give him a snake? Of course not. You people are so bad, but you still know how to give good things to your children. So surely your heavenly Father will give good things to those who ask Him. Do for others what you would want them to do for you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and the teaching of the prophets. You can enter true life only through the narrow gate. The gate to hell is very wide, and there is plenty of room on the road that leads there. Many people go that way. But the gate that opens the way to true life is narrow, and the road that leads there is hard to follow. Only a few people find it. Be careful of false prophets. They come to you and they look gentle, like sheep, but they are really dangerous, like wolves. You will know these people because of what they do. Good things don't come from people who are bad, just as grapes don't come from thorn bushes and figs don't come from thorny weeds. In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, and bad trees produce bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. Every tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. You will know these false people by what they do. Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter God's kingdom. The only people who will enter are those who do what my Father in heaven wants. On that last day, many will call me Lord. They will say, "Lord, Lord, by the power of your name we spoke for God. And by your name we forced out demons and did many miracles." Then I will tell those people clearly, "Get away from me, you people who do wrong. I never knew you." Whoever hears these teachings of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. It rained hard, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall because it was built on rock. Whoever hears these teachings of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. It rained hard, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a loud crash. When Jesus finished speaking, the people were amazed at his teaching. He did not teach like their teachers of the law. He taught like someone who has authority. Matthew chapter 8. Jesus came down from the hill, and a large crowd followed him. Then a man sick with leprosy came to him. The man bowed down before Jesus and said, "Lord, you have the power to heal me if you want." Jesus touched the man. He said, "I want to heal you. Be healed." Immediately, the man was healed from his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "Don't tell anyone about what happened, but go and let the priest look at you, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for people who are made well. This will show everyone that you are healed." Jesus went to the city of Capernaum. When he entered the city, an army officer came to him and begged for help. The officer said, Lord, my servant is very sick at home in bed. He can't move his body and has much pain. Jesus said to the officer, I will go and heal him. The officer answered, Lord, I'm not good enough for you to come into my house. You need only to give the order and my servant will be healed. I know this because I understand authority. There are people who have authority over me, and I have soldiers under my authority. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. I tell another soldier, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and my servant obeys me. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. He said to those who were with him, the truth is, this man has more faith than anyone I have found, even in Israel. Many people will come from the east and from the west. These people will sit and eat with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in God's kingdom. And those who should have the kingdom will be thrown out. They will be thrown outside into the darkness where people will cry and grind their teeth with pain. Then Jesus said to the officer, go home. Your servant will be healed the way you believed he would. Right then, his servant was healed. Jesus went to Peter's house. He saw that Peter's mother-in-law was in bed with a high fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. Then she stood up and began to serve him. That evening, people brought to Jesus many people who had demons inside them. He spoke, and the demons left the people. He healed all those who were sick. So Jesus made clear the full meaning of what Isaiah the prophet said. He took away our diseases and carried away our sicknesses. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he told his followers to go to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, Teacher, I will follow you any place you go. Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes to live in, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to rest. Another of Jesus' followers said to him, Lord, I will follow you too, but let me go and bury my father first. But Jesus said to him, Follow me, and let those who are dead bury their own dead. And let those who are dead bury their own dead. Jesus got into a boat, and his followers went with him. After the boat left the shore, a very bad storm began on the lake. The waves covered the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The followers went to him and woke him. They said, Lord, save us, we will drown. Jesus answered, Why are you afraid? You don't have enough faith. Then he stood up and gave a command to the wind and the water. The wind stopped, and the lake became very calm. The men were amazed. They said, What kind of man is this? Even the wind and water obey him. Jesus arrived at the other side of the lake in the country of the Gadarene people. There, two men who had demons inside them came to him. They lived in the burial caves and were so dangerous that no one could use the road by those caves. They came to Jesus and shouted, What do you want with us, Son of God? Did you come here to punish us before the right time? Near that place, there was a large herd of pigs feeding. The demons begged Jesus, If you make us leave these men, please send us into that herd of pigs. Jesus said to them, Go. So the demons left the men and went into the pigs. Then the whole herd of pigs ran down the hill into the lake, and all were drowned. The men who had the work of caring for the pigs ran away. They went into town and told the people everything that had happened, especially about the men who had the demons. Then the whole town went out to see Jesus. When the people saw him, they begged him to leave their area. May God bless the reading of his word. Today I'm not going to talk much about value for value, but I did want to mention that longtime friend Wayne Henderson messaged me yesterday on Facebook to tell me that one of the giving buttons at support.lifespringmedia.com was not working. So if you went over there and tried to send a gift but were unable to, it should work for you now. I went through and installed fresh code for every button and double and triple checked each one. You know, with Christmas coming up, now would be a great time to make a one-time value for value gift or set up a monthly plan. On Monday, I went to the funeral of the mother of one of my lifelong friends and learned that she used to put out a chilled can of soda every day for her mailman and made Christmas cookies for him every year. Now, I don't drink sodas, and having lost nearly 50 pounds last year, I eat very few cookies. So if you think I've brought any value to you in the time that you've been listening to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, a gift at support.lifespringmedia.com would be very much appreciated. And if you prefer to send a check, make it out to Steve Webb and send it to 5225 Canyon Crest Drive, Suite 71-152, Riverside, California, 92507. Hey, Wayne, thanks for the heads up. Today I'd like to focus on the last part of chapter 8, where Jesus dealt with some demons. I guess we should first quickly identify what a demon is. Some have said that people who are identified in the Bible as demon-possessed are really just mentally ill. They're schizophrenic or some other sickness. Well, this scene from Matthew 8 disproves that. If the two men here were mentally ill, then why was Jesus able to send the demons into the swine? Now, don't misunderstand. Mental illness is real, and not all people who display extreme or unbalanced behavior are demon-possessed. But demon-possess is real in some cases. So, what is a demon? In Revelation 12:2, it says, "The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him." If you'd like to read the account of Satan's fall from heaven, read Isaiah 14:12-15 and Ezekiel 28:12-15. When Satan fell, one-third of the angels in heaven fell with him. Satan and this one-third of the angels chose to rebel against God, and they make it their business to torment mankind with the goal of keeping as many as possible from coming to know Jesus as their Savior. Well, as we enter into the Christmas season, we're going to hear many people sing carols declaring the birth of the Son of God. It's getting to be less common, but people who never think of Jesus the other 11 months of the year will have his name on their lips. But knowing or just saying that he is the Son of God will be no more help to them as it was for these demons who tormented the men here in Matthew 8. The demons said, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God?" They knew who he is, but they had no love for him. As Matthew Henry said, "It is not knowledge, but love that distinguishes saints from devils." This Christmas season, when you hear your friends and family who do not have a relationship with Jesus sing about him, if the Holy Spirit prompts you, talk to them about how the Son of God, born in that manger, has changed your life. Show them that they can know him in a life-changing way. He is not just a baby in a nativity scene. He is the creator of the universe. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is not only the one who was born, but the one who died on a cross for their sins and was raised again on the third day and sits now at the right hand of God the Father and who will come again. Imagine what a marvelous Christmas they'll have if they meet this Jesus. If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 412.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWebb_, #LifespringMedia. Have you told a friend yet about the Lifespring Family Audio Bible? Do it today. And remember to go to support.lifespringmedia.com. Value for value. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.